they attitude switches. Young Jezebel, I don't gotta give you stitches. Arisha got machete for your night terror vision. Messing with me, you want a Hell's Kitchen. Butcher on the beat.
Yeah. It's your boy Real Talk Marv. It's another edition of the Brown Holy Water Podcast. We have some special female guests in the building. I'd like to have my team shout themselves out. Thank you. Who in the building with us?
Good afternoon. How everybody doing? Handsome Live. You know it. Brown Holy Water. Next up.
Yo. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Black Success. You know, I used to be ugly back in the day. Thank Jesus. He done blessed me with a little bit of looks now. Shit is different. You know what I mean?
Glowed up.
I done glowed the fuck up. Let's go.
I'd love to have my lovely lady guest introduce themselves.
All right, my name is Casey. Casey's Empire. Some people know me as.
That's it? Okay, real short and sweet. That's all I have.
What's good, y'all? My name is Latasha Alcindor, but you could call me LA. And is that the intro? That's it?
That's all good.
All right, perfect.
Alcindor, what kind of last name is that?
That's all you want to say.
That's a French last name, apparently.
Bonjour.
I am.
Motherfucker, no one
don't
word.
Don't be asking you me to speak saying? No French, though. Am I pouring this? What's happening?
Pour your own sorrows. We ain't gonna hear. Ain't no Bill Cosby treatment up in here. You do your own thing.
That's
what I'm talking about, man.
I can't do a lot.
You do enough.
Y'all be thugging.
Mom, what up? Oh, man.
Baby drink. Take it easy.
Exactly.
Take it light.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're gonna jump right into the subjects. The first subject we want to talk about is passwords. You know, some dudes would rather jump off a bridge than give their wifeys the password to their phone, which is a sign of some suspect activity, you know what I mean? So we want to know about secrecy and privacy, passwords. What are the rules? Should wifey or hubby get the password to the phone?
I be getting the password. I don't know about y'all. But I don't ask for it, though. I've never asked for a password.
I wouldn't need it.
Yeah. If it's necessary, it's necessary.
Until it's suspicious enough to feel like, all right.
You give out your password?
Huh?
You give out your password?
He's never asked. I would.
I think that's
okay.
Right there, right?
Yeah, this is it. Somehow right, cool. Find a way to share that.
That's cool.
I have to do the same.
What about you, fellas?
If you... You talking about secrecy or privacy? You trying to know, like, is it a difference?
No, password. Yeah,
so, no.
Is it a difference?
Let me clarify it, right? So, having the passwords on your phone, is it just for privacy or is it secrecy? Are we doing it just to protect the phone?
It's for both.
Are we doing it to hide what's on
the phone? I mean, they say it's for both. That's crazy. But it could be for both, you know? Because at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, I'm saying it's your phone. You're entitled. Like, it's single people walking around with passwords on their phone. You know what I'm saying? So,
privacy.
That's my shit, right?
That's privacy. So, it's only private if you're single? It's only private if you're in a relationship.
What you're doing. If you need secrecy, then you need, you don't.
You see how I'm
like, I think everybody should have a password. But I'm saying if your significant
you could
other
if you want.
Like,
if you want one.
So, what your question is basically, would you give your spouse your password? That's basically what we're going to end up asking each other.
But is that standard, right? That's, you know, we want to know, is that standard in a relationship? Like,
would you feel offended if you like, no? Like, nah.
Yeah, because then that means you're hiding something.
That don't mean hiding something. Why you got to have it?
Nah.
It's a lot of, first of all,
well, you're right.
We know these are smartphones. It's like, a lot of information in these phones. Like,
this way.
I could put my passport. Way. I could put my bank account. I could put a lot of stuff
in
here.
She knows all of that. Yeah, look,
chill. No, I'm just saying. What if y'all ain't there yet to share all that yet?
Or like
financial. Okay, it depends on time too, right?
If level.
It's all levels, right? So if you've only been in a relationship for about like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, no, I'm not asking you for your password. Or
I'm
you
not
shouldn't.
Giving
yeah,
you
like that's
password.
Wild. But if it's like 2-3 years and you're not sharing your password with Shorty, That might be sus.
So is that the sign that it's real? Is that a sign that the relationship has hit the real point when you get the password?
No. There's a lot of signs when it's real.
That's just a sign of
trust.
Yeah.
And is requesting the password a sign of insecurity?
Ooh. Yeah, something triggered that.
It sure is.
Something went beep beep beep.
Social media
password.
That's it.
Well, whatever it is, well, something triggered that off.
So, like, is insecurity also suspicion?
Is insecurity suspicion?
Like, is that
you
in the same
realm? You start
getting
suspicious after you're insecure.
I mean, some of your actions can cause
it. Or situation to make you insecure.
Or just
it could be baggage that you come into the relationship with that make you say, you know what?
That
I need
too.
That password ASAP. Nah,
because well, that's insecurity.
I need to check your whole facts. I need to go through your phone, see your messages, see what your social media look like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
is
that trust issues?
And what do you see, what makes you say she's a hoe through social media?
No, when I said check the whole facts, it's just like, you know, background scene, what kind of conversations you having with dudes, the I miss you big head text, are they still in your phone? You know what I'm saying? Or in the DMs, or dudes saying, you know, dudes, first they liking the pics, then they leaving comments, and then are they sliding in the DMs?
Everybody got a, password. That's the way it is now. I actually use my grandmother phone on Thanksgiving. She didn't want to give me her passcode. Like she has fucking.
Don't sleep. The older folks, you know they be saying? Having bays too. They might be in a walker, but bay still getting it in. You know what I mean?
Doing something.
You know what it is? It's like the password. I mean, I don't really care for that. I like give that up. That's not like I just volunteer that. That's stupid. You know what I mean? If you're in a committed relationship, then it shouldn't be nothing you wouldn't want her to see anyway.
Yeah.
In your phone. You know, so I don't really care for that type of shit, but when you mention insecurities, it gotta be this. It gotta be something I did. If I bust a move or some kind of action that caused her to now, oh, let me get the password, let me double check on you. Then cool. I mean, I could understand that. Mm-hmm. But if it's from your past relationship. You're not gonna punish me for something that your ex did. That's your ex. Them, I got other issues. You know what I mean? I'm pretty. He probably was abusive. I'm special ed. You understand? So you dealing with two different kids. You understand? So sometimes they wanna. The worst thing I hate is when a female is hurt or wounded, and she expect me to put the Band-Aid on it. The motherfucker that didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Yeah. That's another show. That's a whole. You know what I mean?
Bad dudes too.
Before you go there, when do you realize that, though, that she's actually been through hell and back?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you how this work, right? You know how, like, you go to, like, a show, and there's like the supporting cast and then the superstar.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So this is a superstar here. So you gotta let me get all my thoughts out. He like that. No, but seriously though, like because I had a chick that I was talking to way back in the day. We talking about years ago. You know what I mean? So
way back in the day.
So I had a chick I was talking to, and it's like everything that her ex did, she would just mention it every day. Oh, where you going? Oh, I'm only asking because my ex used to lie about everywhere he used to go.
No, I
what you doing? Oh, because my ex used to say he was playing basketball and he was fucking bitches. Oh, you in the shower? Yeah. Oh, because my ex used to say that he was fucking bitches. Like, bitch, you gotta go. This
is
crazy.
Post-traumatic stress
you're still
syndrome
in
kind
that,
of thing.
No, you're still in that relationship.
Yeah,
right.
Even though you're broken up, you're still in that relationship. You're still. You need time, bitch. You need time. Wound. You need you gotta heal. You understand?
Yeah.
You're fucked up. So now you can't come in here, let me get your password, let me look like she's snoozing for something. No, you're still hurt. You need time.
So for me to like really touch on the first, you know, aspect of the question is like, you know, the thin line between secrecy and privacy is preventing someone from having the password. Is that, you know, being secret or you just want your privacy? Like, is it fair game for you not to give out the password?
Because
this is my thing. In this day and age, everybody, you got a phone, I got a phone.
You can't do that. You cannot do that. That's stupid.
Do what?
For you to say that you know, you're not gonna get my password.
So what level of relationship are we talking about?
But it's
about
not fair for somebody to demand your password too.
I mean, it's not fair. It's not fair.
I heard girls like, listen, it's not going. But we can't be in a relationship. But I don't
stupid.
Have your shit.
It's stupid if you're saying, hey, you know, me and you are one. We're sharing everything. We're sharing the bills. Right. We're sharing the headaches. We're sharing when
we
your
don't
mom
share
is
bills
sick.
Over
we going
here,
over
man.
There.
We don't share.
That's another show.
That's real name.
But you know what I mean? But you know what I mean?
No.
You're sharing the bills. Yeah. You're sharing everything.
No.
You understand?
Yeah.
But my phone is just mine, though. That's just my, all my texts, all my inboxes. Those are just, that got nothing to do with you. That part of the relationship is separate.
How do you keep being an individual? Me and my wife, we've been together 8 years. I don't check her phone. She don't check my phone. And I know some dudes will be like, you bugging if you don't think wifey check your phone. But I leave my phone there all the time. I leave ratchet conversations I'm having with people open and stuff like that. Not me doing
you got
dirt.
A password?
I have a password. I give wifey the password all the time. She always forget. I have to give it to her again kind of thing when I do need her to get into the phone.
I think it make you more suspicious if you don't want to give it. Fuck, you don't want to give up your password. What are you doing?
That's real.
What are you doing?
I agree with that.
The fuck is you doing?
I do and I don't.
LA, you,
I don't like being held hostage.
LA.
Motherfuckers is cheating on the law. Motherfuckers is cheating on the law.
That was hostage. You hold me hostage.
How is that?
Because hostage mean so people come to the bank, they make demands. And
you,
I'm a hostage there. Like,
what
yo, I need this, I need
what
that.
It's not a demand.
It was like, hey, can
I see your phone?
I need this camera lower.
What's your password? Why you need it? If I open up my phone and give it to you,
I want
to
be sent.
Why you need my password? Yeah, look, God.
Oh, but you're opening up the phone.
I don't have a password on my phone.
You might clear. He might X out certain things and stuff like that. Natasha brought up a good point. Like, you know, is there a time when is this like, because she like, if it's 3-4 weeks in, you asking for the password make you look a little crazy, a little
right.
over-possessive.
Right.
But is it 6 months when it's like, okay, now you can ask for the password?
Six
is
months
it 3 months?
On different levels. What yeah. you been doing is 6 months.
So what's the consensus with the audience we have in the room? How long do you think it should be before you asking for all that?
At least a year.
A year?
Yeah. Shit.
At least.
A year is a long time.
It's not.
What you mean is
to ask me for my passcode to go through all my shit?
Yeah.
So yeah, what you going to do now?
It's not a long
iPhone,
time.
The
so then, what are you
shit.
Doing now? So what are you doing?
You heard about the little girl, though. The little girl took her mother's fingerprints.
Listen, man.
It's chicks
in full. There are females in full-blown relationships sending naked pictures out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Well, so at the end of the day.
Vice versa. We're just going to beat up the
chicks. And it's dudes out there sending out dick pics. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Very
some
real.
People don't want to send dick
out.
Pics so they don't have enough dick to send. Pause. But, you
pause,
know,
pause,
it's dudes
pause.
Out there sending out
very
shit,
real.
Too. I'm just saying, it is a two-way street.
No,
go listen to my song, Two-Way Street. It's on my SoundCloud.
Plug.
But, like, what I'm
shameless
saying
plug.
Is that it was
that. That was
you.
So
what I'm saying is that the password is should be out. If you know you're not doing nothing, it should be out there. And if you are doing something, you should be single or be open enough. And people got balls to do everything. People got balls to bring home herpes. They got balls to bring home AIDS, bring home another baby, bring home another chick, bring home a headache, bring home some family business. But you don't want to tell a motherfucker, yo, I want to be in an open relationship. I like fucking other bitches. You know what I'm saying?
I hear everything you're saying, but my question was...
See a nigga
period,
rambling, right?
Time period.
Fuck.
So Black, give me a number. 6 months, 3 months, a year, how soon you think?
I think every relationship is serious after 3 months. Hmm. After 3 months, the fronting is over.
Yeah.
The fronting is over. She gonna fart, she gonna say her real
so
shit.
So she be on her bullshit.
No,
because, for a long
no,
time.
No, you know why? You know why she said a year though? I'm gonna tell
she
you
be
why.
On her bullshit
it's
for a long time.
It's a secret out there. A year, she want that reinsurance. You understand? So she gonna be fucking with you, but she gonna still weigh out her fucking
she
options.
She juggling dudes on
yeah,
the
you
side
got the backslap
for
a few times.
No,
you understand?
No, juggling.
She
not
might
that.
Still text
real.
Her ass.
Not that. Yes. No.
She might still
let
text
me
her ass.
Myself
and
here,
and
I
ain't none of that
ass.
Going
she
on.
She might entertain
it.
None of
she
that.
She might entertain a hey boo.
You ain't texting it.
A hey boo text from time to time. You might entertain them.
No. Because
a year?
I'm past a year now, so I don't got to worry about that. But listen.
So homie, for the first 11 months
no,
and a half.
I'm just talking
you
about...
was getting fronted on. You just made the
no,
you just
do
made
that.
The mark.
Don't do that.
Jokes, but not jokes. Jokes, but not jokes.
Don't do that. We're talking about passwords, seriously.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, within a year's time, I think I've known you enough to know, or like your names and your information, you know what you got going on. It's, I don't want to tell you every 6 months to tell you everything about me.
That's true. After 3 months, like, you break up, like, you know all my shit.
But
3 months is serious.
No.
But if they're going through your phone, if you're giving them your password, you're giving them access to all of this.
Yeah,
I agree with
that.
Yeah.
So 3 months is too.
You're telling me, like, I just know that I have a lot of things that I value. So exactly. I don't know in 6 months he might flip out and be somebody else. I don't.
Especially in her career.
Listen to this. Listen to this. They're gonna tell me what you've been through in all these relationships you've been in, right? And the six month mark, it's a smart idea to have given that a person your password.
Hell no.
I'm gonna tell you this. Hold on. Let me respond to that. I agree with you because I ask people all the time. I say, what's more valuable, information or money?
Information.
Because information is the only thing that can get you money.
You know what I mean? I'm an asshole that say money. Information to get you money 50 times.
Exactly. You see, the problem is with a lot of people, they give up their information too easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just said 3 months, so you wanted to
know. No. I'm saying we said three months as far as password. Like, password. It's not that much in my phone that you can find out.
Boy, I can get your bank account. You ain't got the Chase app or none of that. You send money all the time to me.
It's not like she's going to sit there with my phone by herself. Motherfucker, I'm right there. What up? What are we looking at?
You go in the shower. You don't know. She take showers. She's not cleaning your bank account.
She's not taking my phone to the store.
She clean your bank account.
She's not leaving the house with my phone.
You go in that nice good shower.
So listen, what I'm saying is this, right? Information is so fucking powerful because what we see on social media every day is that people. She said, "Take it down." That was funny. What we see on social media every day is that people are exposing each other information. Once they figure out, oh, you're a dickhead or you're a hoe, I don't want to fuck with you. He put her naked pictures out. She put his business out. That's why you fucking live in a room with a fucking little refrigerator and you share a bathroom with people and your fucking roommate gay and you don't know. You're like, oh, shit.
Wow.
This is what
really
goes on people's timeline every day. So information is very sensitive.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't connect with someone in 6 months. I'm not saying you can't really like someone in 6 months. But there's certain things that you just don't want to.
So Black said 3 months. You said a year. Tasha?
I don't know. I think it depends on the relationship, honestly. Because if you a sus dude, like...
She took too clean. This is not clean.
No, it's not clean. Yeah.
We need a number. We need a number.
It depends on the relationship.
But it ain't going to be 3 months, right?
No, it's not
so
3 months.
Fucking nigga over here.
Let her go. Guess me.
I want to say 8 months.
8 months?
8 months, 7 months, around that time.
What about you?
Never.
Absolutely never. He's not with it.
I'm like a city jaw. It takes like 5 years to get top pay. So you got
5 years.
He's just trying to make another drink.
So it took 5 years. I'm a sucker. Me and wifey, we moved in together after 6 months. We got married.
We got married
a year and a week.
That's what's up.
From the day that we met.
But you still, still together,
man. Still together?
Yeah. His ring is on.
8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
His ring is on.
That's beautiful. That's meant to be.
It don't take a dude. But time out.
It don't take a grown man a long time
to realize he's ready to settle down, marry, and all that. So all these chicks that, you know, I'm the bomb, I cook, I clean, and you going through 30 boyfriends?
Y'all heard. Listen, y'all know all the wild stuff I've been through. Y'all hear my story. So when I
you
found
had 30 booze?
When I found something good, I locked it up.
50
you
know I mean? MCMs?
Smart men.
You went on mad dates?
But you just being judgmental.
BBQs? You had them fried onions on top of that dry steak?
Black is bougie for no reason.
You still fucking every weekend?
You know, bad and bougie, he's black and bougie. That's black.
Yo, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth.
No,
I like this. I was ugly back in the day. Jesus punished me for the first 16 years. He fucked me up. He had me mentally fucked. I was ugly 16 years. And I started working out.
started doing pressure. No more. I started buying gold.
You told this nigga he the 5'6" Tyrese, man.
Yeah.
This nigga, you know,
this nigga 5'6" Tyrese, man. We're gonna move on to the next topic, right? But to continue. To continue
and
on
I got
the
abs,
okay,
bitch.
Black, we understand.
Out here.
And his GPA is crazy, right?
My GPA 4.97.
Yeah, you already know.
My shit going up every week, baby. Right.
So to move on to the next subject is also kind of touching on boundaries as well, but this doesn't necessarily has to be relationship. This is just how well you know a person. The topic is, can I hold something? What is the etiquette of lending or borrowing money? It don't have to be with the boo. It could be with your friends and stuff like that. Like, you know, I got a couple peoples where, you know, I loan a stack to, and it's been 10 years and I ain't see that stack yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it is? My mother always told me, you don't lend out money you're not willing to lose.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's like, the number one rule.
Amen.
That's the number one rule of lending.
So the topic is, like, you know, I've got to know these fellas kind of well over the last couple of months of doing the show, but they ain't lend me no money yet, so I need to know if it's real.
No.
I need $100 from you. Lie, I need $100 from you.
No, I ain't got it.
I went to the strip club last night. I ain't spent nothing. I'm cheap, nigga.
For me to know.
That's what I do, too. That's the bait. You just hold it in your hand.
I was really in there.
That was
the show.
That was real.
I was like, she was shaking it. She throwing it back in. Say, you know what? No. I'll be telling Facebook about your ass on Monday, motherfucker.
That's the big.
So what, you
they
know,
got it back.
To bring it back in, what is the etiquette, right?
Damn.
Cause like I said, I don't lend nothing out that I can't afford to lose. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I know somebody's shaky, I just don't even take that risk.
Uh-huh.
No disrespect. I can't do that, partner, cause you know, your shit ain't together.
Right.
You gotta
got
keep it.
It
real with
right,
people.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? So what is the etiquette? Ladies, I'll let y'all speak first.
Shit, you go first, cause this is a real topic. Lending money for me, it's on two levels.
Okay.
It's either your family member and I feel some kind of like feeling to help sometimes. So I'll do that family wise.
Yeah.
And then there's people that you believe in that, you know, they need something for something. And it's like, I know they're going to give it back or whatever. And those are the ones that I just see their trust level. That's where that line comes in and how much I can trust you.
Mm.
I can't do business with you if I can't trust you.
Yeah.
You telling me that you're going to give me now. I can understand, too, if somebody asks you for money, they give you a date, they don't have it, and they're still up in front with you like, look, I don't got it today.
Communicating.
But it's communicating. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
now, when you
word.
Drop off the face of the earth after you ask me for some bread and you
Shit.
Know you're not going to give it back to me.
Oh, that's a fact.
Don't you ever in your motherfucking
My
life
is when they spending
up.
Money in your face and they owe you
or
bread.
Posting on
that
Instagram.
Makes me sick.
Yeah.
That makes me sick.
That
like,
too?
Dude, you got extra cheese on your pizza?
Or
and
they
you
say,
owe me money?
Or they say some crazy thing. Money ain't a thing. They status be like, money ain't a thing.
That's
is
it.
It? Is it?
Is it?
Let me call you right now, real quick. Ring. And they send you a voicemail. Bitch, you just posted your phone in your hand.
Yeah.
Fuck you, me.
Your status was 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And now your phone
in your hand, motherfucker.
What about you, Tasha?
I guess for me, it's only family. I've never really had that situation with outsiders because, like, me and my friends just already know to draw the line. But mainly family. But, like, if it comes to family, I don't really care about you not bringing it back to me so quickly.
Yeah.
I understand it's just fam. But, like, outsiders, I don't trust nobody like that. So, like, I just won't even do that. So, that's pretty much it.
What about you, fellas?
The etiquette, definitely, like she said, if I lend you something, I shouldn't have to hunt you down for my money.
I hate it.
If you text me, like, listen, I know I'm supposed to give it to you today, but if things is rough, I got you. My friend, you could owe me money for, like, 3 years if you just keep talking to me. Because I ain't going to press you. But like you said, when you disappear on me, or you duck it and dodge, you know I'm gonna be somewhere, you ain't gonna be there neither. Like, that's crazy.
How about the friends that act like you owe them money when you want your money back?
Oh, when you want your shit back.
Like, damn, nigga, it's only $100. Like, what the fuck?
My dude.
Like, yo,
so
my nigga.
It wasn't $100
so
when you needed it. It wasn't
so
chump change when you
nigga, come rub
your
hands together. Like, yo, please,
you see,
fam,
you see,
I got you.
Listen,
next
the best quote I ever heard.
Like, damn, son.
The best quote I ever heard was, you can't have your chest out and your hand out.
You can't have both.
Can't
swallow
have both.
Your pride, Paya, if your hand
both.
Is out.
D-Ray dropped the beat.
D-Ray,
And my thing is, you know, honestly, I try not to cross those lines. Because it's all about.
Got it.
I see your mic says different.
This is the gangster different.
The perception is.
No side conversations, please.
The perception is that.
It's about black.
For the people that like know me. Hello. You know, for the people that know, for the people that know me, like the perception is I got it.
Yeah.
So if I lend you, you ain't even planning to give it back. Because yeah. You think, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, because that shit's yours. It was
in my possession.
You know what I mean?
So I gave it to you.
Yeah.
So a few times I gave out money, a couple of times. And it wasn't that they didn't want to give it back. They just felt like I didn't need it. They felt like I didn't need it. Because they felt like, yo, this motherfucker living.
Don't spend out like there. Don't live in my pockets.
My pockets got nothing to do with
because
you.
Because people always think, because me and my wife don't have kids, that our money's expendable. Not right. Player. I went for my money.
No, but the thing is,
the thing is, too. Mom, you got it, though. We seen your bathroom, bro. You good, my nigga. You good.
It's about what you asked for and what you said.
Yeah.
You said, can I borrow? When you say, can I borrow, that means you're sending that shit right back. You understand? If you say, yo, listen, I need a buck. I need $100. My dude, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't got it, but I need $100. Got it and give it to you, cool. But don't you think just because I look good and I'm just because God started blessing me the last 16 years in my life, you know what I mean? Just because I started looking good and getting fly with the high GPA and all that shit, don't think all of a sudden I need my shit, son.
I know this might be petty on my part, but you know what bothers me about the money thing? When I Western Union somebody some money, let's say I send you $500 and it cost me $520 to send, you only give me $500 back. My dude, it wasn't free for me to send you that money.
Yo, that's petty.
No, I need that $20 too. Why? Why I gotta lose $20 because I helped you out of a car?
Yeah, that's what I
need that $20 back.
Shouldn't
help. Or a motherfucker that pay you back exactly what you gave them after 6 months. Like, my thing is this, if you lend it for more than 30 days, throw some interest on top.
People don't got courtesy like that.
Yeah, you know what I hate too?
Throw some interest.
You know what I hate too? Listen,
y'all bugging the fuck out.
That means you gave him a loan.
Exactly.
This is what it is. This is a loan, motherfucker. I'm loaning it to you. That means you got to send that back.
The only way I would agree with that is if you know the person is getting it crazy.
No, if you took 6 months.
You ain't getting it crazy. You asking me for money.
If you took my loan to pay me back, you owe me interest, bro.
Without going too in the gray area of talking. You know how we all have friends who make money different ways. And sometimes it's like, yo, I need this money to do this certain, throw a party. I'm going to just use party, for example.
Throw a party.
And then when it come back, I give you some money, stuff like that. If you know they get money like that, and you just say you put a stack out there, and they just don't have the courtesy to throw a little bit more if they took a long time, that's on them. But you know, if you loan a broke person some money,
every street dude,
be blessed
I swear to God,
that
listen,
money back.
The first dude to ask me for money, I swear, it be street dudes.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
It be
that.
The motherfuckers in the streets. That. Yo, son, you know some. My way be crazy, son. They know I done get that sour, boy. I get that fire.
I didn't want to talk fire.
So that shit gonna go. They gonna buy eighths. They gonna buy quarters. They gonna blah, 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 blah. You be like, all right, cool. Yo, son, you gonna get your shit in 3 days. I'm like, how much can I give you? I give that nigga that money. Boom. Motherfucker go out there, take 3 weeks. Yo, shit is slow right now, boy. You know what I mean? Like, and people got bills, you know.
But you know I don't like either, though.
The fuck you take my money for?
I don't like the payment plan. Like, if I give you $300 and you give me $16
give
today,
my shit shot,
$32 tomorrow, and you just add it. Yo, subtract that.
Niggas, it's $250.
Give my shit in both.
I did a real estate.
Don't give me no payment plan, bro.
I did a real estate transaction.
This ain't Rent-A-Center.
With a friend, right? To try to get a property. You know, I threw out a couple stacks, like, you know, over five. And then it didn't work out, so it was time to get my money back. And I was on a 3-year payment plan to get my money back.
That's no good.
How he giving you $25 this week?
Nah, he was giving me $500 a month, which sounds decent. But when you threw out a good amount of money and you get $500 a month, that's just bills that you paying with that $500.
Exactly. I got it. I got to let that.
Yeah, hit this nigga.
You know what I hate too? I'll be honest. A few artists hit me up. You know, I fuck with a lot of artists and shit. A few artists hit me up, and they hit me with that because I feel like this is the same type of shit. You know what I mean? A few artists hit me, and they like, yo, Black, nah, man, yo, son, you should manage me, my nigga. Like, we got the wave. I'm telling you, son, when I get on, you get on. So time out, because I know when it comes to management, I mean, I got put up everything. So
I gotta put
and
this shit.
And hope that you get it back.
And hope I
when it blows.
Get the fuck out of my boy. Listen, boy.
One of my
go good, sit down. I'm not paying friends. For no videos, no photo. I ain't paying for you to pull up, for you to pop bottles. I'm not doing in
it
hopes.
Depends, not
in
management.
Hopes.
One of my
that's
good
real.
No. One
not
of my good friends.
I'm not with
it's
that way.
Depending on who's investing, and that's where
that
your
way.
Smart has to come in and managing. It's like. What are you doing? Are you doing the investment portion? Are you doing the development
listen,
portion?
Listen, no.
Like, what are you
there's
doing?
Only two sides of management. You
correct.
Either the
so,
investor
so you,
or the contact.
You,
that's the only two sides you could be on. All right,
so
you know what I mean?
Rather,
I'm the contact. I ain't putting up no fucking money.
Okay, yeah. So you don't
so
have to
I got all the links.
One of my
you know
good
I mean?
Friends is
but
an agent.
But now I get paid for these contacts. These contacts yeah. ain't free.
Exactly, but you don't have to invest. You
I
have
built
to either
I represent the Verrazano. Listen, I represent the Verrazano brick.
You
understand? Staten Island to Brooklyn. You understand? That's $16 no matter how you see it. You understand? Yeah. Have your money out.
Right.
Have your money out. When you after you get off the fucking bridge, you know that line you gotta pay.
Pay that toll, brother.
Pay that toll, son. So you don't get on the Verrazano and say, yo, son, I'm be right back. I'm about to go hit the studio. They don't wanna hear that shit. Pay that toll.
One of my good friends is a sports
agent. I'm that
toll. He's a
hello.
Sports agent, right?
And yeah.
I'm that toll.
Yo, he has a couple of clients, but his clients haven't hit big contracts yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just coming out his ass in hopes that one of his clients blow up. That's a tough side to be a part
but
of.
But then
the
that the question, now I'm asking questions, but the question for me is like, what is money to you? Like, is it an energy? What is like, what does that really mean? Is it love? Is it like these
money
things?
Money keeps that nice bathroom that Lyle was talking about. It allows
Marv
me to keep that
the
nice bathroom.
Marv got one of them bathrooms you seen at Home Depot.
Bathroom.
Like, you just want to take a picture and like, yo, I know I'm taking a shit, bathroom. But yeah. I want to take a picture
no
in this
jacuzzi,
shit.
But it's huge.
It's bathroom.
It's
yeah.
huge.
It's
bathroom.
Like almost the size of the studio.
You forget
nah,
you did.
Fact, it's bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Bathroom?
You were yeah. definitely chilling there. Like, we had to take a number two. You definitely going to put on music, headphones.
Yo, Black,
where you at?
Yo,
how far are you?
Listen, I'm in Jersey. Black
said. Yeah, you going to always house just a shit? Goddamn, girl.
No, I'm just trying to see a bathroom like that.
Yo,
like, where is
yo,
that?
Jersey. One of the episodes, Black said he wished he had a number two in him. When he only had a number
no,
one.
It was too nice. It had candles in there. I was like, oh, this is my setting.
So
like me, I like to take a shot. So I like to take a shit different. I like to light up a candle and shit. The smell good candle.
Yeah.
I like to put on my headphones. Yeah, I take my time and shit. My shorty be mad at the motherfucker. She be like, yo, what you
all
doing today?
Do
yo,
shit,
give me
though.
Some time. What the
that's
fuck?
That's your best thinking period is in the bathroom. I be in the bathroom so
my
legs start going dead. I'm like this.
I hate that shit. I put the beef by Dre on. I light a candle. It be lit.
I
be there like,
yo, I be trying to solve the question of life. What came first, yeah. the chicken or the
yo,
egg?
That's what
why
you get.
Why are we on Earth?
The shit
that's
been
in
the toilet for
and
a half hour
take
already.
That, she be
wanting
to
like
take that time from me, yo. Yeah. She be like, yo, I want to come inside. Yo, I'm shitting, my nigga. Like, get the
listen, when you know,
leave
when,
me
you
alone,
get married,
now,
when you get married,
that shit is over.
There's no privacy.
That shit over. She'll be right in
the
bathroom.
Me and my wife have something called family meetings where I'm taking shit, and she's talking to me about what we need to do, why I need to do this, what's your honey to-do list.
I need me time.
No, no me time. It's over. And don't have kids. It's over. They like this, too. And knocking on the door.
Wait.
I be taking shits. My girl doing her makeup now.
Listen.
I'm like, yo,
this
fuck it.
No,
I only got privacy
he,
to white.
He know he's gonna come.
Wipe is the only privacy I get. White time. When it's time to wipe, you get out. Other than that, it's just talking. It's called
he
time. It's called time management, yo. We gotta get shit done at certain times,
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
And then when you're in the bathroom for like 40 minutes, that's a lot of time you done wasted.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move on to the second part of the can I hold something? Have you ever strained? Have you ever strained relationship with fam over fam or friends over money? Like I said, the situations I mentioned. I don't hold no, you know, I have people that owe me money and I had that bad real estate deal. I don't hold no grudge against them, but now it's sometimes funny when I hit them up because it's just like, they think, am I hitting them up about money? Am I hitting them up to talk about the money? I'm like, yo, that don't shift and sell, you know what I'm saying? But have any of you guys been in a situation where it strained the relationship with family and friends over money?
No, because I've taken that type of aspect towards it. Like if I'm lending it out, I don't expect it back. If I get it, is you know, I gain something. I gain trust with this person and I gain my money back.
Yeah.
I guess you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Nah. As an artist, I always end up on the side that I have to borrow money for, like, videos or whatever I'm doing. And so, like, for me, I'm always the one, like, I gotta get this money back or I feel panicked because yeah. I
go fund me.
I do not GoFundMe ever in life. I work for my
people. GoFundMe for everything.
Oh my god,
GoFundMe for
this.
I seen a GoFundMe account for a trip.
I know. I've seen
I
want to
go to my Miami. GoFundMe, and people really gave her money.
I know.
I haven't done it yet, but it's going down soon. It's going down soon. GoFundMe, motherfucker.
What about you, fellas? Has there been any strains over the money thing?
Yeah, you know, with some friends and family, you know. I stopped fucking with certain friends because they just cheap. Like, they just cheap ass. They don't want to do shit. But that's, I think that's another topic.
Yeah,
but
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I had a situation one time. Mm-hmm. I was out with a family member. I'm going to say a family member. And I lent some money. Oh, I'm going to pay you back when we get home. All right, cool. We get home. Yo.
Nothing.
I ain't had no change. Da, da, da. All right. So, next day, I was expecting a call, son, get the money back. No call, no nothing.
Venmo. Yo, leak is foul like so, that, son?
Nah, I was a freak. It was a freak.
I know. I'm just
I raised freak better than that.
I'm just messing
around. So, the next day, I hit him up. No call back, no nothing. So, I sent a text. Yo, what's up? You know, just waiting for that bread. Da-da. Never responded back or nothing. So, I'm like, damn. This is crazy now. So, I go to the house. Fuck it. Like, let me go get this money. Yo, such and such here? Nah, she not here. She not here. So, I'm like, wow. And I know she did. I seen the light on and all that. Right? So I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So I'm like, fuck it. I ain't going to make a scene. Now I'm feeling violated because you ain't picking up my calls. You ain't answering my texts. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, it's a female. I can't even really go press her, go crazy. But fuck it. I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah. So I know she go to church every Sunday. Wow. So I ran down on her in church.
No, he did.
Listen,
did you watch what she put in the basket and be like, wait a minute.
I just like, listen.
You wearing Malcolm X on her by any means necessary.
Wow. I'm in church. Don't let me make a scene in here. Just give my money. She's like, oh, that's crazy. You don't run down on me for fucking $12. That's crazy. So I'm like, yeah, thank you. And she gave my money. And that was, I'm saying, no whole grudges, no nothing.
That's not a real story.
I love you, Ma, you know. Mommy, I love you.
Tell me what the $12 are. Mommy, you're joking about 12.
Mommy, I love you. You know, no hard feelings.
Wow.
We all good now.
Yeah, he joking.
Oh, man. What about you, Black?
It was more like, I just say never mix friendship and business.
Bro.
You know, it just don't
it
go together.
Add up.
You know, it just don't go together because, you know, me, when I first started doing parties and showcases and stuff, you know, I was making money. You know what I mean? And when I was making money, you know, me, I'm a team player at all times, you know. So once I find a motherfucking something that wins,
yeah,
I'm bringing motherfuckers in.
Yeah.
So I'm hiring my own DJ, my guy to work the door, my guy to do security. You know, I'm bringing my team in. Yeah. So, you know, once I started bringing people in on the promoting side,
yeah,
you know what I mean? We getting money, whatever. They started feeling like, My dude, we in a party and it's my crowd. Like, this all my people right here. Yeah. They all here for me.
Yeah.
They felt like we should all get an even amount.
Split.
We should all split the
man,
split the
I went
pot
through
evenly.
That all. Yes, that's
you see,
that's,
and my
that's,
thing
that's,
is this. And
yeah,
listen, son, like this is real. Yeah. This is no lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, there was a club in fucking Bay Ridge called F1. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember.
And this club in Bay Ridge, it just never popped up. The big ass club, nobody really took advantage of. So I walked in there one day, boom, 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 boom. They gave me the club. Dude was feeling me, so he gave me the club. Yo, this club is yours. Do what you want with it. Yeah. I said, what? My dude, he was making $15,000 every 2 weeks. I didn't do every Friday. I did every other Friday.
Yeah.
So every 2 weeks, we'll make $15,000 at the door only. We're not even talking about the
we're
bar money yet.
The
bar,
door
yeah.
made that much?
The door. We was that's eating. Crazy. Listen, yeah, my mom got a house off this shit.
Yeah,
so you know what I mean? Like, we was really making money, but the people I put on, like, listen, we're putting up zero. When I throw parties, we're putting up $0. All you can do is make.
Yeah.
Off the first person that walk in, it's plus. You know what I mean? You're in the plus, my nigga.
Yeah.
No red zone here. Motherfuckers got mad. Like, they wanted to be that nigga. They wanted to be the plug. My nigga, you making If you got 10%, you're making $1,500 every 2 weeks off of zero. That's a win.
You took no risk.
Get a half a pound and make more money. But what the fuck is we talking about right now? But everybody fucked up. So now this motherfucker go one. I could do Thursdays here. I could do Saturdays here. I could do Sundays here.
That was it's too many issue. Chiefs and divide, not enough Indians, right?
Divide and conquer. So now everyone went to go get a day. So now we split the crowd, of course, because most of us was from the same hood. We split the crowd. But now, look, I took the same remedy now.
Watering it down.
Nothing. Look, the club is shut down now. Now it's a fucking phone store now. I took the same remedy. Took it somewhere else. Different dudes. My dude.
And it's going to
work. All them other dudes that was on that shit is broke right now.
They can't do it.
They're broke. They don't got no car, no chain. They're broke. You understand? I'm the only one still living. Nah, man. And that's a fact. You understand? Took the same remedy. I'm the only one still making thousands. Yeah. Because you can't fuck with people when it comes to money because everybody want to be that dude. You see me? Yeah. I'm okay with being Indian or chief. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
As long as we making money. Yeah. If Marv got the idea, yo, black, we going to eat through X, Y, and Z, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm shutting the fuck up. I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z.
So stay off my fucking floor.
Let me see the what's the name? You understand?
Yeah.
But too much of us want to be that guy.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with us. That paid in full. Not to, is just a movie and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
You know, that's the realest movie. Though.
The jealousy and stuff like that. Everybody want to be the club.
What's the biggest lesson off of that movie?
Don't trust your fucking friends.
The person close to you could be the one.
Yep. As soon as everybody not eating the same, the person feel a kind of way.
Not only that, you got to understand, right? Like I'm not an asshole on purpose. I was born. This is who God wanted me to be. Yeah. I get under people's skin. This is who I am.
Yeah.
I've been this from college. He could co-sign 15 years ago. He could co-sign this shit. You understand? I've been this guy.
Yeah.
So people want that light. People want that. They want the sun on them. They want that shine. So at the end of the day, if they got to get you out of here in order to get that shine, that's what happened. So that's what it is when you're getting money. When you're getting money and you shining, now you got a Benz, now you living, now you moving, niggas want that. Yeah. Sometimes niggas will kill you. Niggas that hate on you, niggas go tell your fucking girl, oh, yo, this nigga cheating, he be going to the motel. You know what I mean? Yeah. Motherfuckers do whatever to get you out of here because they want to be in that position. But the truth is, when you're born, motherfucker, your path is already written. You understand? You gotta walk your path. You can't walk mine.
I can't walk in your shoes.
I'm like me, I tell you this right now. I'm not an athlete. I can't do none of that shit. I can't do basketball, swimming. I tried to be on the swim team, I almost drowned. You understand?
Yeah.
I can't do basketball, swimming, football. I can't do none of that. Yeah. Marketing, advertising, motherfucking shows, motherfucking parties. I do that in my sleep, nigga.
Yeah.
Without leaving my crib. Yeah. So I stay in my lane. And I stay in my financial lane.
Yeah.
I also don't go, I don't go to All-Star Weekend. I'm not there. Yeah. It's not in my budget.
If you do it.
Last night, Floyd Mayweather was at Lux. I didn't go. Because I know I would have
to
spend...
That's why you kept all of those singles in your pocket. I hear you.
I would have to spend too much in order to be...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Battle Wars and all that extra shit.
Let me stay in my lane. I got to go when Floyd leaves.
Yeah. No,
when Floyd leaves, then I'm Floyd. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so I got to wrap it up because of time. You had said something. I want to give you a second before we... I want to give you a second. You had said something like the same thing happened to you before I wrap this up. Do you want to elaborate that?
We're doing shows. I know exactly what he's talking about. Having these shows with artists and I have, you know, DJs, radio DJs come out and everything else and actually put these shows together. People look at you from the outside that want to get in or that's around you and they say, damn, if she could do it, I could do that shit. Like, it kind of like messes up the whole system of how you try to have...
Crab in the barrel.
From the first time that I started the shows, I wanted to have my set net people and just grow and continue to grow and continue to grow. See where we lacking, get better, and have a next show. But it just seemed like everybody wanted to be in control. Then you're dealing with DJs from the radio, you're dealing with artists that... Then upcoming artists, you can't tell them they didn't make it yet, some of them. You know, so it's like...
Everybody, Jay-Z and Beyonce, everybody.
Nobody wants to come early, everybody with no wants money. To do last.
Like how Black said, it's they want to drop their album in the middle of the night, like somebody checking for them.
Like, I was one of the first people to have shows at a strip club. Yeah. I did it at Perfections. I had Uncle Murda, one of the artists, Roro's. One of the Roro's had Uncle Murda and Fred the Godson come out.
Yeah.
And once people seen that, it was like, oh, I could do that. I was supposed to have one third that choose the Thursday every night from Perfections. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the next week, I had the Thursday that I wanted. I think it was a Monday. They had Envy and Self. It was like I seen Jackpot when I walked in the door, and I ain't see nobody in there. I was like, what? Y'all got Envy and Self in here, and ain't nobody in here?
Yeah.
Oh. Next thing you know, like he said, I had the spot. Like, mm-hmm. listen, we can do this. We can do this. Like, I already seen everything going down.
Yeah.
That's all you need, a good
but
DJ.
But these artists are dangerous, man. These unsigned artists are dangerous.
Hello, brother.
Yo, stop. Yo,
Black.
Let us rock for a second.
Let it be me.
Michael Jackson is here. I've been letting you go off, man.
Every time you talk, you was a son. Now I'm like, damn, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Somebody said, it's just nice to look at you. I'm just quiet.
She do shows, bro. Let me talk to her real quick. She do shows.
Black used to do shows, too.
Listen, let me tell you something. Please. I used to do shows, and I stopped. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I want you to ask me, Black, why did you stop?
No,
I want you to ask me.
Black want a personal interview.
I want you to ask me.
He do.
But that's his thing, though.
No, it's not his thing. It was his thing. It's over for him.
Yeah, tell me.
Oh, now this is
Black, you watch.
It's up because
Black, you watch.
Come on, let's move on. It's a Casey and Black show.
It's been about us, baby. Janet and Michael, baby.
So,
hold on, Mar, be easy one second. Go ahead.
Why did you stop, Black?
Listen, man.
Said it.
99% of these.
Next topic. Let's go.
Let's make this fact. 99, 98%
I appreciate it.
Of these unsigned artists are dangerous. Because you can't tell them nothing. They're high sedity. Their mindset is, I'm the next Jay-Z. I'm the next Beyonce with no budget, no following. They could barely bring 20 people to a motherfucking show, and somehow they're going to sell a million records. You don't got 20 people willing to come see you perform live. How the fuck you going to sell an album? That's you virally. People won't come see you in the physical yet. You understand? But we're going to leave that at that. I just wanted to...
That's Robin, fat phony.
We're going to move to the wild card segment of the show. Wild card is when I ask a question. I didn't pre-clear it with the guys and stuff like that. I'm going to keep it fun. The name of the question is wifey, side chick, and one night stand. So you got to choose
artists
in the industry.
We're
going to keep it quick. Keep it quick. One that you would wifey.
Hold on.
One that you would have a one night stand, and one that would be your side chick or side dude.
We gotta answer.
You gotta answer.
Who?
Ladies first.
Wait. You gotta explain everything. You can't just throw wild card questions out.
That's how the show works.
That's why people in the industry you ain't gonna probably never touch.
She probably work with some of these people.
Still, I'm giving somebody.
She might touch him though.
She might interview him.
She might touch him.
Oh, you said you gonna fuck him.
Do that.
We just talked about
Boone. I'm here watching.
We make it happen. This show, we make it happen.
Both their boyfriends watching.
Yeah, my boyfriend's definitely watching.
We watching. What up, dude?
What up, nigga? She here with us. She good.
Answer the question.
LA good.
Don't be mad.
And that's why we got the brown holy water on deck. So to make sure you speak
go
that truth.
Why I gotta be going first?
Ladies first, I better speak.
You made me go first on every other question.
What's the question again?
Wifey, one night stand, and side chick. Dudes in the industry for you.
Oh, come on. Wifey? All right, Childish Gambino is hubby, right?
Okay.
I don't know that nigga.
You don't know him?
Now, I heard his name, but I don't know what he looked like.
You know him, Donald Glover. He does the show Atlanta.
Atlanta. Come on.
Oh, that's him. Oh shit.
What was the other one?
Wifey, one night stand, and side chick, side
dude.
Damn,
come on, son. The one night stand is gonna get me in trouble. so, Javish,
I just said
Gambino.
The link. Like, why would you even this question? Can I take a
one night stand is who?
Damn, who's one night stand?
Go ahead, girl. Take your time.
Listen, don't describe somebody opposite of your man. If you describe somebody opposite of your man, he's going to be
don't
sick.
Don't give him no rules.
I'm
going
to throw people at
you. We bring that heat, so you got to answer the question.
Go ahead. One night stand.
Oh, no. One night stand.
Yo, Duke, she's not going to be honest right now. I'll tell you that.
You ain't shit.
She's about to lie.
You ain't shit. say?
She don't want to break up with you.
Say something generic. Be like Denzel. Just say Denzel or something.
No. Keep it 100.
Be generic.
But she got somebody. She got, should I say it?
Shut up.
Price BFF.
Y'all all wrong right now.
Who you got?
She said Charles Gambino.
Oh.
Who else?
Use the Drake card. Dudes and don't get upset
when
you pick Drake.
Yeah, Drake is always Drake, right?
Yeah.
Drake
dudes
is
be like,
easy.
Drake, I'll punch him in his face. So dudes don't be
Drake. You gonna fuck Drake is... for a feature, huh? Let me get six.
No,
I need 16 bars.
I've never been the type. Oh, Drake for the one night. Ew.
I need a one night. And then,
Hubby is who?
I already said Hubby. Hubby was childish.
Oh, Hubby's
childish. Side chick.
Side dude.
I guess Tyler the Creator for Sadu. Because he's creative.
He's a creep.
He wears Converse.
Have you looked at his
face? In the WhatsApp.
I'm not against it. We just need to be creative. I ain't hating.
I hope you pull up.
Okay, Cassie, it's your turn. Casey, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. I know, right?
I just want to say, sidebar, y'all both look better offline than y'all do online.
Oh, come on, son.
No, seriously. Y'all look way better offline.
Thank
seriously.
You. Thank you.
Both y'all faces is good. I mean, my face, I got on Noxzema. I put the Noxzema on. You know,
black
I mean,
face is fucked up off and online. It don't get no better. Ain't no filters. His shit still fucked.
Black. Someone told me you look like Bizarro Charlemagne the God. Bizarro Charlemagne the God.
But go ahead, put your pics. We ain't got all night. We ain't got all night,
nigga. Right after Chris Brown and Soulja Boy, I'll fuck Charlamagne up, nigga. Go ahead.
Wifey? Hubby?
Hubby.
I'm gonna stick on the R&B side, because I know there won't be no problems on that R&B side. I'm gonna go for Trigger Trey.
Trey Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew Trey Songs was gonna come out.
I'm gonna do that for Hubby. Then I'm gonna go for, I was just watching his video the other day. I don't know if he still looks like this. D'Angelo? D'Angelo's popping.
He fell off, but I think he came back. D'Angelo don't got abs. He's like Marv right now.
But then he started doing the breath and stuff, and the abs. Oh.
That was 1996.
That was a long time ago.
You know what she's doing? She's staying safe.
He wasn't.
There's other dudes out there that her man know. She has those dudes' number in the phone, so she's not saying none of those names. She's going safe. Yeah. When you pull D'Angelo, out the bag, you staying safe.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Seatbelt, airbag safe.
One nighter. Game.
Oh.
The game.
I'm gonna get in trouble for that one, but the game. Just to give y'all a little juice.
All right, fellas,
you know. Don't be mad.
We take more risks. What about you?
What?
Hey.
Let's go.
Game for
at least we can make it for the east side.
Son, he leaked that.
Nigga. Now you down with Big Soulja now. Now you down with Big Soulja with the Draco. Now you from Bompton, huh?
I was going to say Chris Brown, but he
might yoke you up. All right, so which one of the fellas want to go first? La,
he got his hat.
He always want me to fucking go because he want to talk 3 hours after.
Now, I'm going to keep him in the window.
Yeah, please close that nigga window. The neighbors is watching. Ugly.
The neighbors is watching.
Let me see. Side chick. I'm going to pick somebody who's used to playing that role. Drea, she's a good job.
Drea's bad as fuck. Blame you.
And that's a good side chick right there. One night, Million Blue, porno star, that's my girl. I love her. I make love to her like every other night. And on wifey, I'm going Oprah.
Damn, you stole my joint.
I need that bag. Billionaire. Oprah, I love you, Oprah.
Your turn.
I would do everything in the world to you, Oprah.
Side chick would be Rihanna, because Rihanna look like she'll fly you somewhere, y'all do some wild stuff, then she act like she don't know you. That's perfect for a side chick. Act like you don't know me.
Your wife going to be mad at you after this.
Yeah,
right?
I'm keeping
it 100.
Go ahead.
His side chick?
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Girl.
That's good.
Wifey would have to be Beyonce. Beyonce just makes a good white.
I hate you.
She's
right
so
now.
Obvious.
Yeah, but I'm she keeping corny. It 100.
Yo, stop, no, stop. Corny, live for the fucking Beehive Shutout Showdown.
That's true.
Stop, man.
She's an obvious wifey. That's a good thing.
Beyonce, you good over here, baby.
Beyonce Haitian, though, nigga. Beyonce Haitian, yeah. She went to Boston. Yeah. She don't claim it, though. We gonna fuck her up. Me and Wyclef. Me and Wyclef got a plan, motherfucker. Believe that. Go ahead.
One night stand. Probably Kerry Hilson. Just one night stand.
Yo, this motherfucker got all my aunts. I gotta switch my shit up now.
You know what I mean? Just that one this night. This
is crazy, guys. He took my shit. He took all my
aunts. I wanted Oprah for wifey, but you took that, so I had to go to Beyonce.
That's right. Leave my bitch alone.
Now you got me fucked up. Now you got me fucked up right now. Let Oprah. Me see. What's the shits again?
Wifey, one night stand, and side chick.
All right. Cool. So, side chick. Is gonna be Kelly Bundy. Cause she's just stupid. She's just a dumb.
So the
blonde.
Actress that plays Kelly Bundy or that persona that Kelly Bundy had?
I want the actress that played Kelly Bundy. I'm gonna spank that ass.
But she's smart in real life. So you
don't
want
give
her
a
to
fuck.
Be Kelly
I'm
Bundy.
Gonna spank, be okay. Kelly Bundy. I'm gonna spank that ass real quick. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. Kelly Bundy. Let me spank that. You feel me? What's the next one?
Is either wifey or one night stand?
One night stand, Lucy from fucking I Love Lucy. You know what I mean? I'm gonna tear that ass up.
You know what I mean?
I wanna call me. Listen.
You already
shut the fuck up.
I wanna call me. I wanna call me Rakara.
Okay.
You know what you want now.
I wanna call me Rakara.
Who's wifey?
You know what I mean? Wifey. Michelle Obama, cause she's loyal.
She's loyal. I swear to God, I'm about to line him up. He's picking all these chicks that's not black. I was ready to get him. Who? I like this. Who? I'm ready to get that nigga.
He's waiting for you to say someone else white so he can lie.
And I told y'all this motherfucker don't like us. The queen.
Listen.
You said Michelle Obama. That's everybody give you. No,
listen.
You said that. You
listen, man.
He's saving face right there.
Listen, man. I love my sisters, man. Don't let lie to y'all.
You saved yourself so good.
I love all my sisters.
He saved face.
I felt like coming for you.
I said, you trying to save him, man. Stop saving him, you fat phony. Let me get him. Fuck, man. Let me get this black ass.
Yeah, listen. Wow. I love all my
five,
sisters,
six Tyrese.
I love all y'all, man. Listen,
we got to move on to our next topic. Our next topic is women in hip-hop, right? So we want you guys to be able to... This is your floor, right?
All
right,
cool.
So we're going to fall back. This is mostly your floor. So the first question is, thoughts on the current state of the game for female artists?
Me first or you first?
You first. You a female artist. She's more management, promotion.
She's
side.
Business.
Word.
She's show
I think
business.
For female artists, it's real open right now. I know it looks like it's not, but if you come hard and consistent, you might actually make something happen for you.
Yeah.
I'm watching women like Cardi B, who's absolutely absurd and amazing at the same
she's
time.
She's not a bad artist, though.
Yo, I love
if
her
she's
fucking
writing her
mixtape.
Shit. If she's writing her shit, she's not a bad
Thank
artist.
Thank you. People hate on Cardi B, but I actually adore her a lot and respect what she's doing, like
she's the minority pretty woman story.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right. I respect where she came from.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but her music's not bad.
Cause she was in lust every motherfucking day.
But she's
that was her job, though.
She was making that bread.
Yeah, but to go from that to now, you gotta pay. Yo, Cardi B $15,000 right now.
Pretty woman's. That's
you want Cardi B anywhere? She $15,000, B. Yeah. That's so crazy.
Cardi B won't be on Brown Holy Water.
To go from singles?
Unless she showed up.
Yo, listen, look. Time out. Do you know?
This
nigga,
this is the woman's floor.
Do you know?
Let the woman go.
A chick got to work for one of these dollars in the strip club?
Because I keep a little.
So to go from that to $15,000 is amazing.
This is the woman's floor.
That's amazing.
Case, go.
Go ahead.
Touch me.
What was the actual question?
The current state, the thoughts on the current state of female artists in hip hop.
Oh, I'm liking it right now. Remy's bringing some.
Yes, I'm glad Remy's back.
vibration to what
I don't like
going
the
on.
Beef with her and Nicki.
Ain't
no
beef. Let me tell you something. It's being competitive. That's what rap is
yeah,
all about.
Yeah, number
as
one spot.
As long as don't get to no violence and everything fact. Like that.
Well, y'all still have interview, though?
Because Remy shoot wait, bitches.
Wait, Remy talked about it, though.
She's a changed woman. She's a
Remy said. Please, one conversation at a time. Please. This is one conversation at a time.
She said that her beef wasn't really with Nicki. Like, people were just trying to put them, like, against each other, but somebody gave her a call that said there was something going on with Nicki talking shit about her and et cetera, et cetera.
Be honest with you, I think Remy just like, you know what, Nicki's not going to take it to the street with me. Nicki know I will shoot a bitch. So it's easy target. That's what I think. But so another question for the females. Have you ever experienced situations where you feel you were treated as lesser because you was a female in your genre? So it's like as you as a manager, promoter, do you feel like, you know, your game's respected less than another dude all doing the same thing, even though you got your numbers backing up? And same thing you as an artist,
of course.
Even though your material's tough, your visuals is tough, but it's another dude, underground scene or unsigned scene, who's not as nice as you, but probably get a little more love because it's a
give us
I mean,
example.
It happens all
give
the
us examples.
Time. I mean, for festivals, for example, I opened up for the Lox, and they didn't even know that I was the opener. You know what I mean? And they, like, when I stepped into the spot, I was like, where's my, like, table, et cetera, et cetera. And they didn't have anything ready for me. And then when I got on stage, they realized I was the artist. And then they was like, oh, shit, she's the artist. I mean, gave bad review all around for them. But, like, that happens to us all the time. Like, they don't know who we are. They don't look you up. They don't know what your music sounds like. So, like, they putting you on they shit. And they're like, what the fuck is she coming with? And like, I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all put me here. You know what I mean? Just because you saw me go viral or whatever. And then I deal with that. And then like, even dudes who are rappers will come and press you on some like, yo, Ma, I only put you on this show because you a female.
Damn.
You know what I mean? And that's the game for real. Like,
it's not only that, or somebody will do something for you because they expect something in return. Psychologically in their brain.
Exactly.
So when it
psychologically, they expect what in return?
Depends on whatever they're actually looking for. I don't know what's his actual... But in their mind, it's not just what was at stake. Like,
it's not just business.
Yeah, it's not just what's on the table.
So
on
the flip side, because
they don't put no respect on your name.
Yeah. Basically.
Not until you make them.
On the flip.
Usually,
when you do, they do.
Yeah. When you do, you do. But usually it's sexual.
It starts sexual. Unfortunately, that's where the male brain goes.
That is normal.
Don't say all males.
I didn't say all males.
Not all males, but you got to think. That's norm.
We didn't say all.
That's norm. You
know, you're not saying all
females. A dude look at a pretty female trying to get on, he like, yo, I can help you, I know X, Y, and Z. He trying to fuck.
Help me, help you.
Yeah.
He trying to fuck. He like, help me, help
look,
you.
On the flip but, side, that, but you learn how to play that game, right?
Facts.
If a dude is trying to fuck you, you learn how to flip that on them too. You know
facts.
What I mean? And I've learned that game myself. So, like,
so on the flip side, you guys are both, you know, good looking females and stuff like that. Have you ever had it where it's just like, you know, you've just been chosen to do something or given a spot just because you're good looking and didn't even respect the craft. And then you had to shock them like, yo, I'm a pretty fake, but I back it up with talent as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
that happens every time.
A lot.
You want to give an example?
Yeah, you could go.
You give an example.
With shows, it's like people wouldn't know that you have an arsenal of artists behind you or people that's going to back you up and come out to these shows and show face and everything else. And it's like, once it's actually done, it's like, okay, now I gotta take look at her a little different in the music aspect because I made a little coin off of her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And or I see that this could be potential to give me a little bit more coins off of what we did. And that's always a situation after I do anything with someone, because you always look at, if you're a business person, you can see how something could get better. And that's where I come in at. And it's like, I look at a situation and it's like, all right, well, let's do this next time because I see this work for us last time. This didn't work, so let's...
Yeah.
So, I mean, once somebody starts seeing your value for what you're putting, your work you're putting in,
Once you show that, you're doing all right.
At first, it was like, that was what I was trying to portray and give to everyone. Like, even though I haven't been here and I'm starting to get my foot wet, respect that I'm very smart and that I could learn something and I could do it just like a man could do it. Like, just because I'm dealing with him as a person doesn't mean I have to be sleeping with him or have some other
relationship
behind him for him to want me to be on the show.
Right.
Oh, you know, and that's just what, and I've been through it with guys and being in relationships and stuff like that, because they don't see what you're worth until they actually see you putting in that work and you actually making stuff happen. So after a while, it doesn't faze me no more.
And you're also working with a couple artists that's actually making noise. Like I am Cassius is making noise.
Right.
You know,
right.
He got the song Money Dance.
And that was a while ago. And he's
making noise.
My thing is looking at an artist before they're this superstar and giving them some type of lanes, some people to work with,
platform,
people to meet. I love seeing an artist and after a show, they be like, yo, what's the next one? I'm ready to rock out. Like, I didn't know I could do that. And that shit is exciting.
Yeah, Cassius is it, though. His song is rocking.
I seen him one time. Kiki was doing she's another artist. See, I deal with a lot of people that are on the come up and I look at them now, 3 years later, and I look at them and I'm like, wow, I was there looking at you and I knew you could do this. Like, this shit is dope. So I was a makeup artist. She was starting to do my shows. She was starting to do my makeup for the shows. And he was one of the, when she went to do my makeup, he was one of the artists that she was doing makeup for a video. So she introduced me to him and I was like, yo, I want you on one of the shows. And he actually came with Sonny Carson. He knew Sonny Carson. Mm-hmm. He sat with Rel. Like, it was a bunch of them that I didn't know even knew each other. They came out to the show. So it was like, wow. And that's how everything started to trickle off. Like, just everybody I started knowing. It just made a big loop and everybody together. It's like, I love it. And I know it's for me because the way the puzzles linked, you know, the pieces, how they all came together to start doing this, it's just like, it's amazing.
Okay, that's what's up. So I want to take it, so now we want to concentrate a little on LA as an artist. We're going to do a little artist profiling. So,
for sure.
Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, Flatbush, Brooklyn, originally.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm from
Brooklyn. I mean, she's a scammer, y'all. She's a scammer.
I'm definitely not. I know some scammers.
Don't share your password.
I'm not a scammer, though. I promise I'm not a scammer.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So your artist name is?
It's Latasha Alcindor, but the hood calls me LA, so that's where I go by. Okay.
So who influenced your style?
A lot of people. I grew up on like Lil' Kim, Lauryn Hill, and Eve. And then like Queen Latifah trickled in a little bit later. But
who are you calling the bitch? Exactly. I definitely feel the Queen
Latifah. Everybody feels the Queen Latifah. Yeah, but like deeply though, like it was Lil' Kim though.
We need that though.
Lil' Kim got my Brooklyn.
But you got a little raspy voice. Like what influenced that? Like, cause the way you rap is different. Like, you know what I mean? Like the way you rap is different.
Yeah.
And then your voice is different. That's what first caught me. I'm like, yo, she sound totally out of this world. Like, it's not like the same female type of I'm trying to be a rapper type of shit.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
I mean, that was just kind of natural. I come from I come from hip hop, but like I used to listen to all types of shit. I was listening to like Bjork and like wild electronic music and shit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna flip my voice and just like wild out on this shit. So that's kind of what happened.
Another thing I wanted to say is like, because one of your monikers is like Young Woke Money or something. Yeah. Right?
That was a joke, but yeah.
No, but it works for you, right?
Yeah.
So another thing I wanted to say is because, you know, we fam, I've been listening to your music for a while, and I always felt like her lyrics are so, like, it'll fly over your head. It's really smart music. Have you ever been approached by someone like, yo, if you dumbed it down a little bit,
all day,
you would blow up even more?
All day, but I don't know how to dumb down. Like, it's just not a thing I'm going to do. Like, I could, but it's not, like,
it's not you. It won't be
it's
authentic.
Not me. It's not authentic.
I feel like a lot of people right now creating music, Puffy said this the other day, too, like, a lot of people listen to the radio and then go recreate what they heard on the radio.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's stupid. You understand? Because, listen, man.
That's why New York lost its sound.
Listen.
That's why New York lost its
sound. But I tell people,
on the radio.
Beyonce got so much followers. And listen, I'm not hating on Beyonce. Mm-hmm. But Beyonce don't have a Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. She don't have one of those records. Mm. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You would never die.
This was my beef with Beyonce for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She made
music that's easy for you to jump behind. Like, oh my woman, this is
like
independent.
Mariah,
yeah, you can make that.
Like
you can make that again. You can make that again.
It's no personal.
But you can make that again. And that's my thing. That's what I'm trying
content.
To tell female artists and just artists, period. Create what you want. It don't matter what the fuck is out, my dude.
Yeah.
Create what you want, because you don't know what's going to blow. Listen, time out. Hold on 1 second. Listen.
Stop holding
the only person.
If a motherfucker told me Adele Hello was a hit single, they're lying. Mm. Adele just put that out there and fed that to y'all and said that's a single. Yeah. And you bit into it. So at the end of the day, you can create whatever music you want and create into a music.
You know, the most successful paths are dark when you get on that path.
Hell yeah.
And then you make the light when you get there.
Of course. So, that's why my shit's called LA Lights. Like, that's why I live.
Hello. See? See? Message. Message.
And that's what we need more. We need more artists who are willing to take a chance. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I hear Joy and I'm like, yo, this is so dope. I know... 75% of the people might not caught that punchline she did and stuff like that, and how she's bringing, you know, astronomical, all these other factors into it, mm-hmm. but it's dope. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know sometimes it's tough walking that route where you don't get the love that you feel you should get, but
yeah.
keep pushing forward. Are there any artists out currently, like, in your lane, maybe already out there that you would like to work with that you haven't worked with?
Yeah, I'm trying to work with Anderson .Paak, who I fucking love very much. He just opened for Beyonce, actually.
Yeah. And I heard of Anderson. He's cool.
He's amazing. Dope. Childish Gambino, of
that's
course.
My guy.
That's
just
guy.
That's hubby.
That's hubby right there.
Boyfriend, is this hubby for the show? Out. It's not hubby in real life, all right?
And then... Kendrick Lamar, because I think he's phenomenal and really, he really pushed the surface for homies like me who like are lyrical. Like I'm a lyrical.
I'm gonna be
artist.
Honest.
Hold on, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Sure.
Now you asking her family questions. I'm gonna ask her real questions.
I didn't ask her no family questions.
Yeah, but you being safe. Like I wanna ask her real questions.
Let's go, Black.
What are you doing? What are you doing to build your brand?
Oh, well, my shit is content.
That's some real shit, nigga.
My shit is content.
Yeah, talk
to me. I'm going to release content frequently. I don't know if y'all been noticing, but I release a video every month or less than a month, maybe two videos every month, and I just keep letting my people share it, my friends share it, whatever share it, and I'm going hard about, like, my people because I believe in the people. I believe if people fuck with it, then the world will fuck with it. So I'm going to start with my people, show my people what I got. I was going through a lot in the last, Marv knows a little bit, but like the last 3 years of my life was really crazy.
Why
like,
is that? motherfucker, yeah, what's
up? Well, I was in a, like in Revoke D, like the song talks about, I was in a fucked up relationship, like a really bad relationship. It was abusive on both levels.
Physical or mentally?
Both. Mm.
She said both levels.
So,
I don't know. I'm
trying to
explain the level.
You got big ass ears.
We got to explain the level. See, young man, but go ahead.
We don't got Marv. We good. I learned to forgive. You know what I mean? It was a hard relationship, and then I was dealing with family trauma and shit like that, and it paused my music. And when I first started, I came out gunning like. I opened for Q-Tip, Kanye, Big Sean, Nipsey Hussle, and then shit got quiet. And everybody was like, where were you? Like, what are you doing? And then, like, from there, I was like, I got to get back in my music. A spiritual doctor came to me and was like, the reason why something is happening to you, which I won't go too deep into, was like because you're not tapping into your potential. You're not living in your art. Mm. And she told me that shit. And ever since she told me that, I've been like, nah, fuck this. I'm going hard. I don't care if nobody believes in me. I'm going to do it by myself. Mm. You know what I mean? So ever since then, I've been on this troop, you know?
I wanna tell you something. Like today I posted a post and I said like... You know, a lot of people be like, yo, Black, you mad cocky, right? And I was telling them, I was saying, yo, I'm not cocky. Mm-hmm. The problem is that every dollar that I make, I got to reinvest.
Yeah.
I got a podcast. I write songs. I fucking got a fucking brand. I got to do parties. I gotta invest in me.
Hell yeah.
So I'm in between shelter and living in my own place.
Hell yeah.
I'm in between both. Every day of the fucking week.
I live that life too.
I'm happy that I'm above water every day.
Listen,
so what I'm trying to ask you is this. How much are you investing back into you?
Oh, every dollar comes back to this. You know what I mean? I was homeless last year. You know what I mean?
That's like, real shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to get to. Yeah, go ahead. Talk that shit. Seriously.
I was on a tour with five other artists who are all upcoming. And, you know, we all, like, believe the dream. Like, yo, we're going to just tour and have a car and just run out and do shit. And, you know, shit didn't happen that way. The runner of the tour was taking my money. And, like, I was like, this is not cool.
That's another thing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And, like, and you know when a Latasha comes to the stage, I'm fucking up shit. Like, everybody knows that. Like, that's how I come to my shows.
Her performances are lit.
Yo, and, like,
Coco signed you, and she's a serious
artist.
That's
my baby right there.
So if she co-signed you, I know it's real. No, she was like, Black, you doing your thing. I was like, what the fuck?
But like,
that's love.
But
that's
I came to the tour on some like, yo, I'm going to come on this tour. I don't give a fuck because I know like somebody's going to see me. But like money kept on turning over. They were taking my bread. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing this anymore. I came back to Brooklyn with no apartment. And I was like, I was hopping couches in Harlem trying to figure out what the fuck was life. You know what I mean? So
that's real. Sing about
but
that.
But at the same time, like, while that was happening, this like group National Sawdust saw my shit and was like, we want to make you an artist in residence, you know, and like help you and et cetera. So like shit is pushing, you know. Yeah. So
let me ask you, what level of success are you trying to actually reach? Like, are you trying to be on as far as like Kanye West like type of
oh,
shit
hell yeah.
Or are you trying to be on as far as, you know, maybe you got a contract with like a bar
or something like that.
Because it's different levels
I know,
of success.
But I have a lot of talent, you know what I mean, and I know it, and like I'm trying to reach Chance the Rapper, Kanye West levels. Like
grind,
I want the independent grind but mainstream. Like I want to be like own my own shit,
Mac
have
Miller,
my own label.
Chance.
Exactly. Have my own label, put people on, and really help the fucking community.
See, what that's was... my main thing. I want to say something because this is what brought me here and for you guys to actually know who I am. See someone like this that can give you a story and say, I've lived in the street, I've done this, and I've done that, and I can hear her story and get a little chills in my on my arms and stuff like that. Like, these are the artists that I love to work with because I know that my time is not getting taken for granted. You get what I'm saying? And
'cause they hungry.
In this industry, I've believed in so many artists and seen so many things happen to artists that I believed in because I couldn't save them from the street. And I knew that when he got on the stage, he was a monster. And he was like, anybody that I put and said, listen, I need you to check this dude out. Come to the show and watch him. And then now I see 3 years later, this same person in jail because I couldn't
take him out the hood.
You get what I'm saying? And I'm not going to say it's my fault, but it makes me feel like, damn, why I'm not in a position to make sure that that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? And getting sentimental, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But seeing her and stuff like that, this person will value that.
Yeah, no,
and take that and soar with it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that can take me and absorb everything that I can give them and fly, I don't care. That, my time, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You can have it. And my time is most important to me because I barely have it. I got a 10-year-old little girl at home. You know what I'm saying? I got a man. I got a family. I have things that deserve my concentration because they do me right. You know what I'm saying? So I deserve to do them right. They love me, so I deserve to give them what they deserve.
Okay.
So it's like, you gotta limit yourself to someone like this that you know that the passion, the ambition, the grind, like, I don't have to worry about going like this and she's sitting there in her phone or she ain't worried about her record or, you get what I'm saying? I know that what I put in her, I don't have to babysit.
Get it back.
Because being a manager is being a babysitter, whether we like to understand that or not.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to babysit a kindergarten kid. I'd rather babysit somebody that's in junior high school or high school.
Amen.
I hate to be rude, but we have to wrap it up. We're running out of time.
All right? That was good.
But you guys were amazing. I'm so happy that you guys
were here. Thank you for having us. This was dope.
Thank you for coming
up. This is the This is the shout out portion of the show. So I'll give you a second to, you know, shout out what you're doing, where we can find your stuff out. We'll do the same thing for you. So go ahead.
For sure, I have an album coming out, Teen Night at Empire, coming out February 20th. But the mixtape release party or album release, I don't know, is February 18th at National Sawdust in Brooklyn. I would love for all of Brooklyn to come out because if you're from Brooklyn, you know Empire, and that was a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
So we're recreating Empire. So we want you to come out and just enjoy.
Drop your social media.
Yeah, of course. And if you want to find me, it's at the letter U, can call me LA. The letter U, can call me LA. That's my Twitter, Instagram, all that good shit. Just hit me up. And I'm on Facebook too, Latasha Alcindor. And say hi. I'm a nice person. I talk to people too.
Okay.
My name is Casey. You can go to the website, thecomeupshows.com. The regular the comeupshows with a S.com. On there, you'll find artists that I've worked with. Events, anything you need to find about us, everything else. My social media is Casey's Empire, Caseys Empire. There you can basically follow what I'm doing.
Okay, cool.
Handsome 15 Instagram.
Don't follow him.
Shout out to last Monday, the last Monday of the month, they doing the vision board on Mama's Monkey. So ladies, watch out for that. I'll drop the flyer soon. Also, check out my boy, East Coast Party King. He showed mad love. That's my dude from high school. He a dope artist. He doing his thing out here. YouTube him. You know what I'm saying? He a good dude. And other than that, just stay fly, stay healthy. A rapper. He whatever you want him to be. An entertainer. He get it done.
That's what's up.
Google him, man. That's my boy.
Yeah, that's so, I just want you guys to keep tuning in every Sunday at 7 p.m., Brown Holy Water Podcast. Go to our YouTubes. If you miss some of our videos and you're not iTunes on also. Facebook, go to iTunes, look up the Brown Holy Water Podcast, go to YouTube, look up the Brown Holy Water Podcast, get our YouTube views up. You know what I'm saying? Keep hitting us up at BlackDollar170 Instagram.
Yo, you already know what it is. Your boy, I Am Black Success. Hold on 1 second. You already know what it is. Your boy, I Am Black Success. Focus on me real quick. Look at me. Look into my eyes. I'm going to tell you this right now. Listen to me. All right? March 10th.
Hey, yo, you can wrap it up.
March 10th. My please actual wrap it up. Birthday. Go. No, March 10th is my actual birthday. We're going to be at Milk River.
Support these
you
ladies.
Better be there.
It's over.
You can call me live. Better
the
be there.
Shows.com.
March 10th. Milk River. Me.
Brown Holy Water Podcast.
No shirt on.
Brown Holy Water. iTunes.
Arms out. Let's go. Looking good.
Shut it down.
iTunes.
Brown Holy Water. Brown Holy Water. Brown Holy Water. My birthday coming soon, too, y'all. Y'all better pay attention.
They hated on me, son.
Do it how we do in country and plow the cow in the street. I bear with my speech, you ain't even about that life. You out fake deep and your tweets got me tight. Thirst trapping and you crafting. Universal spasms, I fed them. You was going through a stage of something. Never phased till I ask you a question. You wet birdcage to frontin'. Chicken, you was trying to play me. Chicken, you was trying to play me. The chicken trying to play me. If I got some bones to pick, candle lit, a spell.